On today's episode of Secrets to Scaling Your E-Commerce Brand, I'm going to walk through Shopify's new winter update, what this means for merchants. I'm going to talk about the top 10 takeaways that I got from Shopify's update. There are some huge things that you guys are going to want to know and going to want to implement basically immediately. Guys, I know I say this every single episode. It's been 500 and something episodes, but you're not going to want to miss this one.
Guys, I seriously found the best app ever for creative testing. If you haven't used Motion yet, the creative analytics platform used by all of the top e-com D2C brands like Vuori, True Classic, The Farmer's Dog, Hexclad, and hundreds more to ship more winning ads, here's why you gotta try it out. Everybody knows that the right creative is the number one lever for success with paid ads. That is legitimately how you make money. But consistently shipping new winning creative, you're going to need media buyers and creative teams that are all actually on the same page or rowing in the same direction. As of right now, you're probably spending hours trying to just find, to like go back and forth with Google Sheets and your ad platforms and your tools. And then you're probably spending even more time plugging all of that back into different decks, all for the rest of your team to tell them what actually works. Or maybe you build your own automated solution using like Google Data Studio, Looker, Tableau, but it still can't deliver that tactical creative insights that you actually need to scale. Well, in a perfect world, you can have an elegant way to combine both the visual assets and that performance data so that media buyers can save time and creative teams can get all of the details that they need to make great ads all in one specific place. And that's where Motion comes in. And you guys know I talked about Motion a ton on this podcast. I love these guys. In seconds, you can build powerful visual reports using data from your ad accounts, including TikTok, Facebook, or Meta, and YouTube as well. You can build these incredibly powerful visual reports using all of that data. You can then monitor your performance metrics and see your visual assets in the same platform. There's no need to go back and forth across multiple apps. You're finally going to have media buyers and creative teams all rowing in the same direction, working together to create and scale your next big winner. So if you're ready to learn how to use the best D2C and e-commerce creative tool out there, Motion, please go to motionapp.com and start your free trial. Guys, I am obsessed with this app. If any of you guys have sat down on calls with me, you'll know like it is the source of truth that I go to all of the time. Even better, because they are sponsoring the podcast this month, you get 50% off your first month when you mention myself, Jordan West, or Upgrowth Commerce. So again, go to motionapp.com onto today's episode.
Hey guys, I'm Jordan West, back with another episode of Secrets to Scaling Your E-Commerce Brand. Really, really pumped about this one. We're going to talk all things Shopify. We're going to talk about their winter update that just came out. By this time, probably lots of you have read about the winter update and what is going on with it. But I want to bring to you my top 10 takeaways from it. I'm super, super excited about this. We won't get too long-winded into this. Down in the show notes, we'll make sure that we have a link to their update, whether it's a blog article that I made or Shopify's full update itself. You could probably spend hours going through, and I did, and figuring out what the top takeaways are for this. I'm really, really excited about this. So without further ado, let's get into what some of these updates mean for you and kind of how you can implement some of these. So super, super excited to see, you know, some of the response of Shopify actually listening to its customers. If you guys ever reach out to Shopify on Twitter and just tag them or tag Shopify support, they're so good at getting back to you. It's amazing. So let's talk about a few of these things here. Here are my top 10. So number one are enhanced product merchandising. There's a bunch of really cool customer experience improvements that they're making. The way that products are displayed, the way that they're discovered, it's just enhancing customer experience absolutely massively. Again, dive into the actual article itself to figure out how some of those can work. I know from fashion brands that we own, I'm super, super excited about some of the different merchandising. There's just way too much to even get into. Here's a huge one. There's a combined listings app. It's funny, I was writing this out. It kept trying to combine the words single and parent to make a single parent, but it allows single parent listings for products available in multiple colors or styles, which really simplifies your inventory management. Finally, finally they have this kind of similar to the way that you probably set up your Amazon listings. Let's just talk leggings, right? So you have one single pair of black leggings as the parent listing. Sorry, guys, I'm not wearing my headphones here, so you're hearing my calendar updates come in. This is a real sort of live update here. So similar to that, where say you have a pair of black leggings, then below it, you have all of the child listings underneath there, which are the different colors and the different variants and all that kind of stuff. Finally, there is a combined listings app that Shopify is putting out. Absolutely massive. I know this has been a big headache for a lot of our ops teams. So this is going to be huge. On to number three, they're updating their rich category attributes. So really, really interesting. The API can now support 2,000 variants, which honestly, I know you may not think that that's a big deal, but that's a lot of people's reason for not switching over to Shopify. I was chatting with a merchant the other day and they're just like, yeah, we just can't move over there because of the amount of variants that we have in particular products with, especially people who have like really diverse product ranges. This is absolutely huge. This next one is kind of funny, semantic search. So this is AI-powered search functionality, finally. I feel like Shopify has been teasing so much of their AI stuff, and finally semantic search is going to be in there. So what does that mean exactly for you? It might actually mean getting rid of one of your Shopify apps that you have, as their semantic search should be a lot better, especially because it has AI built into it. So it should be able to actually figure that out. I mean, you guys know from using AI, it's like, you could type in something that's super misspelled and it will find it for you. So I'm very, very excited to see what that one looks like. Interesting one here. This is even more with the Shopify subscriptions app. So they're doing even more with it, which is just crazy. So again, the Shopify subscription app, this is a very interesting one for subscription, you know, SaaS companies out there. But basically, it's going to be like an even better tool for managing your subscriptions directly in your Shopify admin. And it's really going to streamline your subscription-based business model. If this is something that you've been looking at subscriptions and you're like, I don't know. Do I really want to commit to Recharge? Do I want to commit to any of these other companies? Guys, just use the Shopify subscriptions app. It's super simple. Yes, it's not going to be perfect. It's probably not going to be quite as good as Recharge or any of the others, but you've got Shop Pay built in, which is huge. Absolutely huge. So I would definitely suggest trying that out. Bundles, here's an interesting one. They have now released, and I forget what the limit was before, but now bundles of up to 30 products. So there's an increased limit for bundling products in offers, offering more flexibility for your sales and promotions. Who would want to bundle 30 products? I don't know. I was thinking about like one of our companies, we sell stickers, is one of the big things that we sell, which is hilarious, but also awesome. So that would be perfect. We bundle 30 different stickers together in this like ultimate sticker pack or something like that. Pretty cool. I think it's great. A bit of an update to draft orders. So with discounts and meta fields involved, really, really good. Honestly, draft orders have been such a pain to use. We've used them a lot in the past for putting together like wholesale orders for people who don't want to go through the entire process. So really interesting there. Definitely check that one out. There's also some new discount types, which I'm really, really excited about. So introduction of new discount types like free shipping. I was just thinking, I'm like, when I was reading through, I'm like, didn't they already have that? No, we had to go around it and figure out a way around it. What a pain. What an absolute pain that was. But now we're good. So that's great. So yeah, a bunch of new discount types. Please feel free to go check that one out as well and figure out how you want to use that. What I'm looking for is a discount type for this free plus shipping offer. I'm really, really hoping that we're going to be able to figure that out within Shopify and not continue. We have a really janky system using scripts and all sorts of stuff right now for that offer. Now, I'm going to talk more about that offer on the podcast as well, because I think it's a really interesting one that probably a lot of you guys could be testing out and is absolutely crushing, like crushing right now, especially for new customers. And then the last one is the customizable Shopify checkout. We're just making it better. Sorry, and by we, I mean they. I mean, I forget if I'm still a shareholder there or not, then I would say we, but they're just making it so much better, so much more customizable. There's just so many different things that you can do, way more than I could get into on this podcast episode. Guys, there's 90 other updates that they are releasing in their winter edition. Absolutely pumped about this. So if you guys want to learn more about that, again, we're going to have a link down in the show notes to both their article and our article about it. Really, my job, guys, is just to summarize what is going on in this world, in this crazy D2C world, and figure that out. So yeah, just wanted to throw that out there for you guys. I hope everyone is having an awesome week. And thank you again. Guys, if you're listening to this on Spotify, we have a bunch of reviews over on Apple. But if you're listening on Spotify, if you could do us a favor and leave a review, that would be absolutely massive. I've got some big goals. I want to be at 100 reviews by the end of this year on Spotify. And I think that we can do it with your help. So thank you again so much for listening. And hopefully this was a wonderful update for you guys. Have fun. Let me know how some of these updates go. And yeah, have a great day.
Hey guys, just wanted to say thanks again so much for listening to the podcast. If I could ask one favor of you, it would be to share this with your other e-commerce store owner friends. We want everyone in the e-com space to be listening to this podcast, and lots of you guys already are, and we really, really appreciate that. One last thing before you go as well is we are offering to our podcast listeners a free e-commerce growth plan where we go from strategy to sale with your brand in this e-commerce growth plan. So feel free to go to www.upgrowthcommerce.com/grow and apply for a free growth plan today. Thank you all again so much for listening.